matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Here's Mandy. Okay, Mandy, how's it going, girl? Talk to us. How can we help you today?
I'm lost, you know, okay? It's just like, it's such a confusing situation, and I don't know if I can just go through it all again. Like, I get it. People get ghosted for, like, the wrong toothpaste brand these days, but, I mean, I don't know. I just want to know where it's coming from in this case.
Right.
Is he just, like, not interested? Is he in his feelings about something I said? Like, did I somehow question his manliness or something? Like, why okay. is this happening?
Well,
what is going on?
On that note, because you've obviously been giving some thought, do you have any ideas? Like, how long have you two known each other before all this stuff?
Like, I don't know, a few weeks?
Okay.
Like, it wasn't
right.
long. Okay. He works with one of my friends, and so I met him through her. Okay, so he's a really cute guy who is really, really nice. Like, you know, he's seemingly normal. Got all his teeth, you know,
it's
like
big plus.
All
yeah,
these things.
Big plus.
The big
like she showed him a few photos of me, and he got my number from her, which was like, you know, very flattering because obviously he thought I was cute, and
yeah.
it was just kind of a surprise, and it was a welcome surprise, honestly. Like, obviously, I was good enough with. Like him wanting to call me. And so
right.
I was excited. I was like all good, giving it a try.
So your friend was trying to fix you two up is the idea here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so, I mean, she's been with her guy for like almost a year now. And so I guess she thinks it's time that I get with the program, you know, like we could double date, I guess.
Great.
Which, I mean, I don't disagree though, you know, like that would have been really fun.
Okay,
all
well,
right.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, I think. How did that date go? Was that all good or did it leave a bit to be desired?
No, not good.
Oh.
Like, I would say great.
Oh.
It was just like a great date. We went, we grabbed some street tacos, and I had probably, you know, the best margarita ever.
Wow.
And yeah, like it was a blast. He kept asking when he could see me again. So I felt like it was a really good sign.
Okay.
And you were on board with that idea?
Yeah.
Like seeing him again?
Absolutely. Like I said, he was a really fun guy. And I had a really good time with him. We did a few more dinners and things. And then he just sort of up and quit responding to my texts out of the blue. And I can't
All right.
explain it.
Okay, well, now that we got the lay of the land here, like, what do you think is going on? What do you think you're up against? Like, what does your gut tell you about this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be anything, but... I mean, I hate even thinking about it, but maybe, like, I don't know, maybe things weren't moving fast enough for him?
In terms of,
yeah.
of what, exactly? Like, was he already asking you to commit or something?
In a way, yes. Like, I'm thinking it might have been more physical, maybe.
Oh.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been out a few times and nothing had happened.
Right.
I mean, we haven't even kissed yet.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe that's frustrating and it's not on him. Like, I mean, he didn't try anything, but then again, he didn't really have an opportunity to.
Like,
okay. Every time we went out, it was a work night, you know? So
school night.
Maybe he's just
yeah.
thinking, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Or... I mean, I don't know. Saying it sounds dumb, but that's all I've
got. It doesn't
got,
sound dumb.
You know?
No,
like,
no, it actually,
I don't
no,
know.
No. So if that is what we're dealing with here, like, how would I hit you?
I mean, it would make me a little sad, but I wouldn't be like, I don't know, it wouldn't ruin my life or anything.
Okay.
I'd just appreciate it if he'd communicate his feelings. Like, I'd love to see him again, but let's just talk, you know, like adults.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. We can hopefully get the talking part taken care of for you here.
Not I mean, necessarily like adults.
Yeah, that might be a tall
That's
order.
That's different. Anyway, we're going to get Clay on the phone. We're going to see what's going on coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
I like Mandy's energy.
I know.
I'm just gonna throw that
you.
Out. Yeah, Mandy's great.
Love
Mandy's
you.
Mandy's great. And we would really like to get her this date with Clay.
Yeah.
So Mandy, we're gonna have you, we're not gonna put you on hold, but you remain silent for
yeah.
me, okay?
Yeah, just work
think,
with us here.
I think we've got him lined up.
Okay.
Hey, is this Clay?
Yeah. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, Clay. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, the radio station, and we are calling you with a date night package that we give away. So what's cool about this prize in particular is that you are the person that gets to, you know, piece it all together. So you'd get to pick what you do, where you go, all of that. And we pay for everything. Okay. But we get to pick your date.
Yeah.
Can you say this again? That sounds very weird.
We pick your date.
Yes.
We pick your date. Surprise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got to go, guys.
No, it sounds scammy. It sounds weird. But the person we're talking about, like, she's the one who entered you for the prize. And it sounds nuts, but she's not a stranger. Like, you've been out with this woman before, okay? I think a few times now. Do you remember Mandy? You work with one of her friends,
I think.
If memory serves.
Right.
Mandy?
Yeah, Mandy. Yeah, we went out.
Yes, you right? did. Okay, so how would you feel about taking her out again?
You guys need an answer, like, right now?
Well, remember, we're paying for all this, if that helps.
I don't know. I mean, okay, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Obviously sensing some hesitation here. So what's going on? I mean, is there a reason you wouldn't want this spectacular free date with Mandy?
Well, I mean, there were just some things that happened that just, I don't know, just kind of made me, like, kind of embarrassed, I guess, maybe.
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed you? Do you want to expand on that, or?
Wait a minute. Sorry, is that
Mandy?
Yeah, okay. So she's on the other line.
Hi.
But look, hey, no, good question. Embarrassing isn't how you want to be described, okay? Yeah. Unless you're like a dad with teenagers. So what are we looking at here? What happened?
All right. Well, look. Well, maybe that was the wrong word, but, you know, I just feel like she drew a lot of unnecessary attention to us. I mean, we've been at dinner for three times. Did she tell you that?
She did. Do you not normally eat dinner?
No. Look, it's not the dinner itself. It's what she said during dinner. I mean, more specifically, I mean, I guess it was more before. So she'd order, and she gets her food and everything, and we'd be right in the middle of a conversation, and she just flat out stopped me to pray. And, like, okay, that's cool. I mean, do whatever you do to make you happy, you know. But with Mandy, it's like this huge production. I mean, yeah, the whole thing, she grabs my hands over the table, the head down, she's like fairly loud, and she's like praying out loud, and I'm just thinking, yeah, this is kind of weird, you know?
Is it? I mean, I don't really see how. First of all, if we're in the middle of a conversation and I flat out stop you to pray, that's just because God takes precedence over humanly matters, all right? Like, a lot of people, though, pray before meals so that then they can just enjoy the food, and it's not uncommon or anything.
Look, I've seen it before. It's not like that. Normally, when you pray, it's something that you do, but I felt like it felt like we were going to almost lead the whole restaurant in prayer. It just seemed way over the top, and I thought I'd missed, like, I don't know, it was like, I don't know, did I miss, like, the holy day of obligation or day of remembrance? It was, like, really weird or something like that happened the first time. But, like, this happens every single time we go out.
Oh, I mean,
every
single routine. Time. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Totally. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah,
of course. Every time I eat, I thank the Lord for providing. I mean, and also, yeah, I would have gladly led the others in prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't see how this is in any way confusing. How are you embarrassed? Like, if you don't want to do it, don't. You're a grown man.
True.
But I'm going to pray before I eat.
I mean, look, you were just super dramatic about the whole thing. I mean, just say a few words in your head. It's between you and God. Okay, I get it. But you don't have to do like this. I'm going to score extra points if you do it in public. It's just as bad as those people who post pictures of themselves praying on Instagram. I mean, it just seems, you know, like you didn't take that pic. You just set this up and someone else did. It just feels staged. It feels forced. It just feels kind of gross. And I don't know. I mean, I am a religious man, but this just feels weird to me.
Gross? Okay, no, that is not gross. What's gross is that you think that it's somehow wrong to pray in public. And why? Because it makes you uncomfortable, or you're worried that it might make someone else uncomfortable? Like, frankly, I don't care either way, because I'm not out here trying to convert at Denny's, okay? Like, pray or don't. Like, I'm not in charge of your mortal soul. This is my faith, though, and you and all those other people do not get to make decisions about it. Like, okay, that is just, that's ridiculous.
Look, I'm just letting you know it's going to be a massive turnoff for most of us. Like, no one out here is trying to get evangelized on their first date or whatever. I mean, look, I'm just not interested. I'm sorry. It's against you. It's just what it is.
Okay. I mean, well, thanks for the time, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I am not changing my style of praising the Lord and my faith because of a man. And the Lord is just above all of us. And my faith takes precedent over anyone else because it's the only thing that does not waver.
Hey, thanks again.